Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everybody, happy new year. It's 2021 and you're listening to G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. It's January 1st. It's 2021. 2020 is over. Things are happening. Also, things aren't happening. We're still inside. We're still at home. I still haven't talked to anybody but Dan in a really long time. Face-to-face, that is. But I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm really happy that January 1st fell on a Friday because it was a great opportunity to ask you guys to call in with some of your recommendations and some of the things that you found through the podcast. And I wanted to give you a heads up that I'm recording in my office. I was going to say this is a 2020 thing, but guess what? It's 2021, but I'm recording it in 2020. So I'm recording in my office and we need a new oven because on Christmas Eve, our oven, the glass pane in the front of the oven cracked. And now we're getting a new oven. So there might be a little background noise and I'm very sorry if you hear that. But guess what? We're just keeping it real. I don't have a guest. So, my anxiety is through the roof, just like having to talk and not have anyone to talk. So I might have to I should have taken a Xanax before recording this. Anyway, I wanted to say thanks to you guys for being here, in 2020. I have to tell you that, we launched Black Friday 2019 and then, you know, everything changed in March and I felt really guilty and horrible about having a shopping podcast in March. And it just felt really weird and bad to talk about like telling you guys like what to buy or having people come on and tell you what to buy. So I tried really hard to focus on the community that we could create here on G-Thanks. And it's because of you guys that actually were open to investing in that community. I think that we really were able to balance the idea of, you know, yes, spending money and shopping and buying things for ourselves to make our lives better is a form of comfort. It's a form of therapy. But also that there is a bigger picture outside of that. And there are conversations that we should be having and that places where we should be spending our money. And I think that we really hit a nice balance. And, you know, I might have been hosting this platform, but you guys made it what it was. I wanted to give a shout out to everybody who has donated to $2 Thursdays. I'm going to put up a blog post in the next week or two about where we've donated and how much, but we have donated over $60,000 to mutual aid funds and nonprofits since July 23rd, which is a huge number. And we also raised about $7,000 to support 5 families through the USPS Operation Santa. And then also some money towards the Trans Santa. So I will round that all up. But really, a lot of people have asked me, you know, like, what's your secret? How do you get people to donate? How do you get people excited? And I think that one of the things that I tell people is that, like, you know, I think there's not a ton of proof that small donations can make a difference. And when you go on to donate individually to a nonprofit or a mutual aid or a GoFundMe, a lot of times it's like the minimum is $5 or $10 or $20. And then there are fees and then you have to go find your credit card. And this idea of emptying your Venmo and putting it towards a bigger pot really does make a difference. Like the average donation is like $2. And every week, without fail, you guys came through. And I'm so, so, so grateful. So I want to go to our first caller, Emily from Los Angeles. And one of the reasons I thought that Emily's product recommendation was perfect was because I didn't even listen to this voicemail until after Christmas. And what she recommends is exactly what Dan got me for Christmas. So, Emily, take it away.
Hi, my name is Emily and I live in Los Angeles and I've been listening since the beginning. I'm calling for the listener recommendation episode. I am calling, hear me out, to recommend the Pharmadoc pregnancy pillow C-shaped. Now, I will tell you, I am not pregnant. I have never been pregnant. I am not planning to get pregnant. I am, however, a single woman, and I use this pillow very similarly to a partner in bed. It spoons you, it holds you, it takes up extra space in the bed, and it has truly, truly, truly saved me during quarantine when I feel lonely. I just cuddle up to my pregnancy pillow. Bonus points if you have a weighted blanket or a heated blanket. I truly cannot recommend it enough. Thanks so much. Bye.
Okay, so here's the greatest part of this is that I totally agree. The pregnancy body pillow is a game changer. I've been going to physical therapy because I sleep like a mangled piece of spaghetti and I wake up with my hands and legs like tucked underneath my body and I pinch so many nerves that often a lot of my limbs are asleep when I wake up. And that's not healthy, allegedly. And so the physical therapist recommended one of the, you know, like memory foam body pillows that you can like tuck in between your legs and you can put your arms under them. And it helps keep your circulation going. And so I said to Dan, I was like, you know, this is what I want for Christmas. Or like, here's the thing that like I'm supposed to spend money on in the next month or so. And I don't really feel like it. So like, here's a project for you. Find me one. So I got it on Christmas and I'm obsessed with it. Like it is truly a third person in the bed. Who cares? I sleep so much better now and I'm totally positive they need to rebrand this thing away from pregnancy. I'm not pregnant. I'm not planning on being pregnant. I've never been pregnant. I don't know what it feels like to be pregnant, but this pillow is like sleeping on a cloud of drugs. And, any of these brands, there's so many, and I actually don't know how much Dan spent on mine, and I probably won't ask, but I can do some research for you, and Emily, if you want, message me and let me know how much you paid, but I think there are some, like, it's like the weighted blanket, like, you could find one for $45, you can find one for $300, it depends on what you want, and it depends on what your budget is, but you can find something. It is seriously perfect. They need to stop calling it a pregnancy pillow. Even Dan took it from me the other night and brought it out to the couch while he was watching basketball. It's amazing. So I had to play that call because, Emily, you're right on the mark. And it does really feel like someone has their arm around you. Like there's a weighted blanket feel to it. And I don't know. I mean, it's a real case against sharing a bed with your partner. Let me tell you. So I'm stoked about that. I'm going to link to one in the show notes and you guys can take it from there. We can have a longer discussion about it or I can talk about it on Instagram. Okay. So our next caller is from, let me see. Okay. This next call is from Rachel. Rachel, her call gets cut out a little bit at the end. So I want to let you know that going into it, she recommends a fry wall. And she says it's a total Shark Tank project. You'll hear about it in a second. And I mean, how many times on this podcast do I have to say I don't cook before it's just universal knowledge? I don't cook, but allegedly the fry wall, like, kind of wraps around your pan so it prevents grease splatters and it gives you a little bit more room if you're sauteing. So, okay, Rachel, take it away.
Hi, Caroline. It's Rachel from Denver. I wanted to call and thank you for the podcast and the community that you built around it. The squad online is so good about recommending just like literally anything you could ever want or need. I think the best thing I found out through you was the Olay night mask. I love it. Here in Denver, it's super dry. I feel like it makes me feel great in the morning. It's a nice little luxury. And if I was going to be on the show, I would recommend the Frywall, which is like a total Shark Tank product. You set it in your pan and it helps reduce grease splatter if you're frying or sauteing something, but also if you're cooking like a bunch of greens down in a frying pan, it just kind of makes the walls bigger. So it's a silly little thing, but I would totally recommend it. I use it all the time, especially since we got a new stove. It helps save me tons of time so that I'm not cleaning my stove all the time. So that's a win. Thank you again so much. I'm so grateful that I found your podcast this year. Bye. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm very happy that you called. I wanted to also let you know that so many of you called. So many more people than I thought would call called. And I sound so anxious and I sound like I've never done this before, and I'm sorry. It's just that without a guest here, I feel like I'm just sitting in my room talking into a microphone. But when I first decided I wanted to do a listener episode, I was very nervous that no one would call because A, I know that phone calls make people anxious. They make me anxious too. And B, I don't know. I just had those visions of being one of those kids on Reddit that's like, this 7-year-old had a birthday party and no one came. Or like this grandfather, oh, remember Pawpaw, you guys? He had a barbecue for his grandkids and only one of them showed up. I can't even look at those stories without bursting into tears. It's horrible. I avoid them like the plague. And I avoid them like the current plague. And so I was nervous that I was like, okay, we're doing a listener episode. And like no one would call. And then everyone would be like, oh, I'm looking forward to the listener episode. And I'd have to be like, no one called. But you guys, a lot of you called. And I couldn't play all of your phone calls. But I'm going to find a way to do that in the future, maybe on social or on the website. I'll figure it out. But the next call is from my friend Melissa. And you guys remember Melissa because back in June, we helped raise money for her cancer treatment. Melissa and I have been friends for like 10 years now, maybe more than 10 years, because my brother was in a national tour of a Broadway show with one of her best friends, Gabby. And Melissa came to see the show, met my brother, and within an hour, my brother was like, oh, you would really like my sister. And he introduced the two of us. We both lived in New York at the time, and we have been friends ever since. And she was diagnosed with brain cancer this past May, and she had surgery and did amazing. She's in recovery right now. She's doing great. She's one of the funniest, most wonderful friends that I have. And she called in with her recommendation. At the end, you will hear a little bit about the things that we like to do together. Okay, Melissa, your call is going.
Hi, Caroline. It is your friend, Melissa Mitchell. I assume you know it's me, but I just said my last name anyway. I am calling to recommend the Kindle Oasis. I am a really avid reader, and I love my Oasis. I actually probably wouldn't have bought the Oasis if my Paperwhite hadn't crapped the bed, but I really like the Oasis. That would probably be my number one recommendation, or Barefoot Dreams cardigan. It's pretty basic B. All the bloggers love to talk about this bad boy, but it is incredible. And it looks like they're starting to offer some Barefoot Dream stuff on like Amazon or for a lower price because it's kind of expensive at Nordstrom, which is where I usually got it. Anyways, I love you. I cannot wait till we can go back to Vegas. I mean, I have cancer, but fuck it. I just want to eat some shrimp and, you know, go see the Beatles live. Okay, love you. Bye.
So last year, Melissa and I went to Vegas for our birthdays. In November because no one else would go with us. Like Dan would never go to Vegas and I'm obsessed with Vegas because I love the Sex and the City slot. Actually, Melissa and I got in a pretty big fight because I would not stop playing the Sex and the City slot and we were both a little, you know, what's the word? Under the influence. But we had the best time. And one of the things that we are so excited to do when we're vaccinated and when Melissa's a little bit healthier is go back to Vegas. And I really hope that coronavirus did not cease my absolute favorite thing in the world, which is a buffet. It might have. I'm hoping we can get those back soon. But if any of you guys like Vegas, please come with us. We have a great time. And you'll just have to kind of pull me away from the Sex and the City slots. Okay. Our next caller is Nicole. Nicole listens to G-Thinks with her mother. And I've known this for a while. And yeah, they're big fans and they are great people. Nicole, I love following you on Insta. So I will let Nicole and her mom take it away.
Mom, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nicole and my mom, Jody, who keeps asking why you moved to California and thinks you should live in New York.
Okay, I'll move back to New York.
We just wanted to shout out some things that we bought. Mom, what did we buy?
I bought the little fridge for sodas, but I don't use it for sodas. I use it for Snapple.
And what else?
I bought the little scraper thing that we dyed red and green. And we bought the little silicone holder for the pods, the ear pods.
Yeah.
Oh, and the lights on the pole.
Oh, yeah, the LED lights that blinked that we love. I also
love them.
Have the pasta pot, which is...
Oh, that's right. I bought the pasta pot, yep.
I've ever bought in my life, had in my life. Yeah. Anything else, Mom, you want to say to Carolyn? And the I also got a projector, too, because...
Because what? I'm
inspired by everybody's backyard projectors.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
behind, so I haven't listened to the last couple episodes.
Okay. Well, she'll catch up and probably will buy more stuff. Thank you for making a podcast we love. Happy
New
Year.
Yeah, it's really fun. Really love it.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Jody, Nicole's mom, asked why I moved to California. She thinks I should move back to New York. Jody, do you have my mother with you right now? Like, where is this coming from, Jody? Who's in your ear? We moved to California because we thought it would be really fun. And it has been fun, but a little weird. We didn't expect all of this to happen. I love a mother-daughter moment. I'm so happy you guys are listening. Okay, the next call is from Christina. Christina recommends the tub shroom. I will say that I have never used a tub shroom and should use a tub shroom, but maybe Christina's recommendation will be the thing that finally takes me there.
Hi, Caroline. This is Christina. I had to recall because as soon as I called, I started coughing, but I just wanted to call in and give a quick product recommendation. My life-changing product that I would bring if I was a guest on the show is called the Tub Shroom. It's about $15. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it through Tub Shroom directly. It's basically a little piece of plastic that goes into the shower drain, and it grabs up all of the hair that falls out when you're showering and washing your hair. I used to clog my shower drain all the time. I have thick, long hair. I've been using this thing for almost 5 years. It should be 5 years soon. And I have not clogged the shower drain one time. It just collects all that hair. You wipe it out every couple of days or however often, depending on how thick your hair is. And absolute game changer, life changer. If you have someone in your life, for me, it was my dad, who you used to have to call to get clogged out of the drain. You won't have to call them anymore. It's amazing. Best product ever. So just had to call in and share. I also want to say thank you to you for such a great podcast this year. It really has been a bright spot in an otherwise miserable year. So thanks again for your work on the Secret Santa UPS or USPS project and everything you've done this year. And thanks for the show.
Okay, our next phone call comes from Stephanie. Like I said, I don't cook, but Stephanie had a great recommendation for people who do cook and do like to fill their kitchen with useful items, gadgets, utility. Okay, Stephanie, your call is on.
Hey, Caroline. My name is Stephanie. I'm in Chicago. I'm really excited to share our thoughts for the listener episode. This year, I feel like I've purchased a number of things from the pod, but my biggest thing I've learned is about all of these cool women that have been featured. I feel like the guests themselves together have ended up being the best recommendation. I get so many different like books to read and content to consume and people to follow and businesses to support. So that's been a really big takeaway for me. I did really like those overalls though. My thing to recommend to everyone is WebsterantStore.com. That's a portmanteau of web and restaurants, so WebsterantStore.com. This is an online restaurant supply store. You do not need to be in the restaurant industry to be able to shop there. But if you are just a regular person like me shopping there, you will pay a little bit more for shipping, but I've got a good mental trick to get you through that. Basically, this is like inexpensive, super high quality, not just like industrial ovens, but like all the random stuff that you use in your kitchen. They even have like, they have some food items and cleaning supplies. They have a lot of really weird stuff. It's a very fun hole to go down. So some of my favorite things I bought this year from there, lots of aluminum bakeware, which is great because I ruin, I think, everything I have. So this is really high quality, lightweight, bakeware that doesn't warp in the oven. That's been really amazing. Mini whisks, which are a game changer if you don't have any in your kitchen. I got my partner a meat mallet for his stocking that he's really excited about. A quarter size bake sheet, which if you don't have is also a game changer. You feel very fancy. Yes, the regular half size is totally acceptable. The quarter sheet is wonderful. Pre-cut parchment paper. I feel like I'm always fighting with the parchment roll. And maybe the funniest thing that I bought is some plastic wrap, which ended up being 6 times bigger than I thought, and now has its own spot on the counter, even though that is limited real estate. It has a slider to cut the plastic wrap, and now we feel we are good for probably a decade. And I got all of my family crinkle knives, which will cut your carrots and vegetables into the little wavy chips that feel really fancy when you're eating hummus. So again, that's WebsterantStore.com, and I think everyone's going to love it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, our last caller, and it wasn't our last caller. It's just the last voicemail that we had room for on the show. Like I said, I'm going to try to find a way to upload all of your calls to the website because they were all so wonderful and your recommendations were so wonderful. But I had to put in this last call because it came from Gordon, who is a man who lives in Somerville, Massachusetts. I didn't know we had male listeners or male identifying listeners. And Gordon, I know that you're in the Facebook group. I know you're one of the lone men in the Facebook group. I love that for you and for us. So here's Gordon's call.
Hey, Caroline. Longtime listener, first-time caller. This is Gordon from Somerville, Massachusetts. My favorite recommendation from the pod was Sidney Kramer's cookie scoops. I've used them to make matzo balls, Hanukkah jelly donuts or sufganiyot, and yes, even actual cookies. They're wonderful. My recommendation would be for a good office chair. Steelcase makes great ones ranging from about $300 to the very fancy $1,500 ones. They come in fun colors, and they're great to sit on. It makes a real difference in my day. For 2021, I'm excited to get vaccinated so my kids can have playdates again. We're very lucky that we still have work and that we haven't lost anybody to this horrible pandemic. Anina's 7 and Plea's 3, and they're doing such a good job coping with this terrible situation, but they really need to be with people their own age. Shout out to fellow Summerhill geezer Dr. Shay Shay. Looking forward to more great vaccine interviews in the new year.
Gordon, I'm so happy you called, also because I have the most uncomfortable desk chair in the universe. I'm not ready to spend that much money on a desk chair, but also I don't think I'll ever work in an office again, or like my goal is to always be a freelancer and work from home. So maybe a desk chair is a fair thing to invest in. Consider my interest piqued. Okay, so eventually I will figure out a way to broadcast all of the calls that came in because they're so good. And if I had only just done a call episode, it would have been like 3 hours. But I also wanted to go over the things that you guys bought this year via G-Thanks, just bought it. So we're doing a little bit of a MySpace top 8, if you will. The eighth was the hot tub. Like a weird amount of you guys bought the hot tub, and I hope you loved it as much as I do. I actually just spent like 2 hours bleaching mine and like scrubbing it. Apparently in Southern California, there are seasons. They're not the ones that I'm used to, but they exist. And there's like a season where all the leaves fall. That's like December and also kind of September. And then there's a season, like I would say September, October, and December have not been kind to my hot tub hobby. So there's just like a lot of dirt and grime and buildup. And it's not like disgusting, like, I'm making it sound a lot worse than it is, but you know, you have to stay on top of it. It's not like it's a self-cleaning tub. The thing costs $400, not $4,000 for a reason. But I'm so happy that a lot of you guys found some pleasure in it also. I still recommend it even after we get vaccinated and we can leave the house. It was a lifesaver for me. If you have the outdoor space, highly rec. Next up was Digit for money saving, and then also Rakuten for shopping and getting money back. This is an obvious one because Digit is like this passive saving app. And if you guys haven't heard me talk about it, I will do something on the website or Instagram about it. But it basically hooks up to your bank account, takes random amounts of money based on how much money you have in checking. And then depending on what you're saving for, whether it's travel or, you know, you're saving up for something big, it will look at what you have in checking and then take out an amount that's relative to that and then like save it towards that thing. And you never notice it happening. I swear, I promise you that you'll download it, you'll forget that you have it, and then you'll look at it and you'll have like $1,200 in it. It's wonderful. Rakuten, kind of the same deal. It's one of those websites that you go through before you go to the place you want to go shopping, and then it activates like a cashback. The next most popular item was anything from Universal Standard. You guys are really into Universal Standard. We had Alex Waldman, the CEO, founder of the brand, on the show. That was really, really fun. I'm happy that a brand that is so inclusive of all sizes is something that everyone who listens to this podcast seemed to like really lean into this year. I want to continue that trend, and I hope more brands do the same thing so we can talk about more clothing. The next was LED lights. We were all apparently influenced by teens and tweens this year. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, they are lights that you kind of like, they adhere. They're adhesive and they stick to your walls. And they come with a remote that you can like change the colors, and they're very popular with teenagers. I found them via Alana Wiles, aka Mommy Shorts, her daughters, Mazzy and Harlow, who are 11 and 8, are really into theirs, and I was sold. So that was also an item that kept coming up on the Operation Santa gift list. I think we bought collectively like maybe 12 different sets of LED lights and sent them off to like a bazillion kids. The next most popular item was Home Comforts, which is the book that Rachel Wilkerson Miller recommended. Rachel's episode was one of the last ones that I got to do in person in New York. And Home Comforts is like the Bible of kind of like the care and keeping of home. And when Rachel recommended it, we didn't even know how much time we'd be spending at home. And I think in kind of diving into this pandemic and like really kind of taking stock of our environment and realizing that we weren't going to be able to change environments at the drop of a hat really helped some people. The book kind of helped some people figure out, you know, what they wanted home to look and feel like. And the name says it all, Home Comforts. The next was the Revlon One Step, another that was recommended right at the beginning of 2020. I mean, that's a huge one. A lot of you have it. I have it too. That was a Madison Malone Kircher recommendation. She really sold it. I think they even make a better one than they made a year ago. And I really thought my hair was going to get like tangled up in it, but it totally does the good blowout. You know, like the dry bar blowout. It's not a curler. I know some people want to know if it's like a dupe for the Airwrap, and it is for one of the attachments, but the Revlon won't curl your hair naturally. Like there are ways to curl it, but just think of the Revlon as a hair dryer plus a round brush in one device. You'll get the little flippy at the end if you want it, but it's not necessarily a curler. So if you're looking for that kind of like straight with a little volume on the bottom blowout, look no further. And so our last, our number one most purchased recommendation, you guessed it, the Garden Witch Overalls. Kate Bayer, author of the New York Times best-selling book, What Kind of Woman? Beautiful Poetry. Kate is a wonderful person, a great friend. Her recommendation were these like cottony, linen-y overalls. I mean, when I say it's the number one purchase, it is above and beyond the number one purchase. I have them. You have them. I will say that I said that they look amazing on everyone. They do if they fit. I wish there were more size inclusive options. I'm at the high end of what they offer. And if I like gained 5 more pounds, I wouldn't fit into them. So, we need to find a more inclusive Garden Witch overall. And also, I will say Universal Standard. If you're listening, the people want overalls. Keep making them. Happy to get on a call with you. You guys, I'm so happy we did a listener episode. It makes my heart sing to know that you guys found G Thanks, just bought it helpful or fun or a nice break from a crazy year. And it helps me to know that I have a friend in all of you and a shopping enthusiast in all of you. I am so excited for what's to come in 2021, and I hope you will stay tuned because we're going to have a great year. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year, and we will see you